Live music by some of the Triad's best bands in a beautiful outdoor setting. That's MUSEP, Music for a Sunday Evening in the Park. This wonderful Greensboro tradition is free and open to the public. This year, MUSEP is celebrating its 35th anniversary by adding some new bands to the performance lineup and some new Gate City venues as well. MUSEP began last month and will run through the end of August. Greensboro City Arts Director Jennifer Hance provides this summer season preview. In July, kicking it off on the 4th, you've got the special Philharmonia of Greensboro concert with some more classical and pops, and that, I'm sure that's going to be a very patriotic tribute.
Yes, that concert is a pops concert at the 4th of July fireworks concert. So we'll have a sort of pops and light classical concert that'll go on before the fireworks, and then during the fireworks, the group will play marches and some more patriotic music during that time.
And you mentioned that the MUSEP, Music for Sunday Evening in the Park, is going on 35 years this year. That's quite a tradition, and it ties in nicely with another wonderful artistic tradition in the Piedmont Triad in the Greensboro area, and I'm talking about the Eastern Music Festival. Young Artist Orchestra is coming up in mid-July.
Yes, we are really fortunate to be able to partner with the Eastern Music Festival. We've partnered with them for well over 10 years at this point, and it's a wonderful way for people to come out and experience all that EMF has to offer and to hear some amazingly talented young musicians that come from all over the country to be a part of the Eastern Music Festival summer program.
And EMF housed primarily on the Guilford College campus, and that's where that event will be taking place. Is that on Founders Lawn?
Yes, the first EMF concert will be on Founders Lawn, and then for the Fringe concert the following week, which will not be a classical concert, that'll be a more contemporary-type concert, that one will be at the Dana Auditorium Lawn on Guilford College campus.
Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea, I'll never hear your name again.
And then from the Fringe, we go back into, well, you got to say mainstream, Warren, Bodle, and Allen, and just a great nod to the 60s folk groups like Kingston Trio and all the great ones.
Yeah, Warren, Bodle, and Allen, they are a fun group. They do folk music mainly, and they have been around for 30 years, I do believe, and performing in Greensboro and surrounding areas throughout North Carolina. And they're just a lot of fun, and they're definitely one of our staple acts at MUSEP every summer.
And you follow that well-known group, and what a great tradition they've had for the years. On the 27th, right after their performance, we go country and a little southern rock with a newer band and Carolina Coal Mine. And boy, Katie Williamson, the lead singer, can really belt it out.
Carolina Coal Mine, they are really an up-and-coming group in Greensboro, and we're really excited that they're going to be a part of our series this summer because they really have a unique sound, and they have a really talented group of musicians, and we're just really excited to be able to have them join us this summer.
More great musical traditions coming your way for Music for Sunday Evening in the Park on August 3rd. At Lindley Park, it's the Allison King Band and Rob Massengale Band. Boy, they've been with you all for a long time.
Yes, Allison King Band is going to be coming back again with us this summer, and she does sort of a variety of stuff. You'll hear some sort of soul and blues, but as well as jazz and pop music. She really does a huge variety of things. And then Rob Massengale is also a big variety. You're going to hear music from the 60s on up from the Rob Massengale Band.
Every day.
Greensboro City Arts Director Jennifer Hance. Music for a Sunday Evening in the Park. MUSEP, celebrating its 35th year, continues on its only non-Sunday event, which is their special July 4th program, this Friday evening, beginning at 7:30. It'll feature fireworks and the Philharmonia of Greensboro in the White Oak Amphitheater of the Greensboro Coliseum Complex. You'll find links to the complete MUSEP Performance Series calendar, a different concert at a different Greensboro park every Sunday through August 24th at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford.